everyone. It's Angela Stevens with the podcast Refocus with Angela. And I am so delighted to introduce you to our guest today. He is so fascinating that you're going to learn so much about him, his company, and what he's up to. But today we have Corey Rasmussen. He is a finance director with Hardy Nutritionals. He has got so much interesting things going on. I can't wait for you to meet him. So first of all, Corey, thank you so much for doing this today.
Well, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So first of all, Corey, I read through your background and I'm sitting here thinking you have got a lot of responsibility with, you're doing a lot of things and you're one of five directors. Is that right? In your company?
Yes, that's right.
That's what I thought. And so Hardy Nutritionals, if no one's ever heard about that, please give us kind of a bit of an overview of what products you make.
All right. We make a product that some might say that's a supplement or a multivitamin. Mm-hmm. But the researchers that have been doing work on it have coined the phrase a broad spectrum micronutrient. Mm-hmm. And the product is used for it's used in clinical practice. There's about 40 medical journal publications over the last 23 years that have kind of backing the formula. If you go to our website, you'll see that we work with doctors and we also work with just people that want to learn more about how to use the product. So that's kind of what we do.
What is the website?
Sure. It's hardynutritionals.com, or you can get there by putting gethardy.com. And the nutritional supplements are mostly, if you go there, it'll be around the mental wellness realm. Mm-hmm. Okay. They're used from mild stress, mild anxiety to a lot stronger stuff, depression, bipolar, ADHD, of course. Mm-hmm. We've got some double blind studies on ADHD and schizophrenia. So it gets into some serious things. And that's why you'll see a bunch of doctor stuff in there as well.
It's so fascinating. And as you know, many people today struggle with mental health and anxiety, depression, and sometimes they don't even know what they're going through. And so I love the fact that that's your mission. But before we get further into that, this podcast is all about focusing and refocusing. And especially if somebody's got ADHD, like I do, or if they've got anxiety, there's times that they get stuck or they can't even start their day. So how do you personally, Corey, how do you start your day?
If I had a good night's rest, which is important, mm-hmm. that helps my day. I kind of make a list the night before in my head, at least, of the things that I need to do. I'm like my mom, and maybe I got it from her, but I write lists of things. Mm-hmm. And for me, same. I make a little box that's empty, mm-hmm. and I write the thing beside it. I don't have to go into full detail. I know what that is when I look at my list. And when I get it done, I check mark it off. I feel better when my lists have check marks. And so I'm kind of prepared in my head what I want to do. I like meeting my family first thing in the morning, if you want to get specific about it, you know?
Yeah, please. Because the reason we ask that question, just so everyone knows who's listening to this, is because something that might work for you might work for somebody else that's listening to this podcast. Little things, some people take a walk, some people drink their coffee or something. So what is it that you do?
So that's a good question. I try to take it step by step, like what do I need to do now? And okay, I need to make some bacon and eggs, or eggs with bacon bits sprinkled, a little bit of Parmesan on the egg, flip it over. That's my daughter likes that recipe.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I think to myself, okay, I need to do this and this. I need to pick this thing up when I go into town today. I just run through some things in my mind. It's not like I have my list with me in my pocket and I'm whipping it out all the time. It's over on the table. It's over on my desk. I tried to doing it digitally, but I just found for me, because I went to school in the 80s, graduated in 1990. It's just a little bit that way, pen and paper, just super fast,
And, you know, as this company Refocus the Creative Office, we have everything from calendars to to-do list legal pads. And our to-do list legal pads are probably one of the most popular products that we have, because there's just something about the texture of the paper. There's something about the feel of how you write on it. And so those things have been very helpful. But I always say, do what works for you. You know, if it's an automatic system or if it's writing it down, do what works for you. So I want to take this a little further with you. So you are one of five directors, but you have a lot of people that you work with during the day, right? And it can be everyone from working with physicians to marketing to scientists. So when you have a staff or team members that really are just not getting the work done, they're not focused, they're not there, how do you get them to refocus and get motivated to get on the same goal again? Because I think that happens in a lot of different companies. And that's one question I've forgotten to ask lately. And I thought of that when we talked earlier. But I think it's really important, because you can be focused, but if you go into a company environment, whether you're working remote or into a building, if everyone else is not focused, it can be very distracting. And it can actually impact your productivity as well.
Yeah, it's a good question. So I'm going to give you the answer of how I did it when I was working at the bank for about 10 years. I was a bank manager. And sometimes you got to get the job done. If you don't do the job, they'll find another bank manager. And so you have to, it's not that you put on bad qualities and you be a jerk or anything like that, but you just ask some serious questions and you ask them in a very nice way. So let's say it's a staff member that I've been working with and I would go up to them maybe the first time they'd hear this and say, so what have you been up to? What you've been working on today or lately? Mm-hmm. You know, how are things going? And sometimes the how are things going goes on to personal stuff or whatnot, but you just ask them what they're doing. Then the second or time you say that, they know when you're coming over, you're going to ask them what they're up to and what they're doing. And it's multi-purpose, because I actually do care what they're doing. And a lot of times they want to tell me what they're doing.
Right.
And it's something that will help the company and all this other stuff. But little pieces and parts like that, I think are helpful to keep it simple. So every time I walk up to them, they're not going to like 20 different things. They don't know what's kind of coming at them. Corey's coming over. He's probably going to ask how I'm doing today, da, 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 and what I'm up to.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, it's interesting because as a company is growing, which your company is growing, and you're doing some great, great things that we're going to find out about. But with Hardy Nutritionals, you know, you have a lot of people that work remotely, right? So how do you manage and encourage and get the productivity out of remote employees? Because a lot of companies, even after the pandemic, are still continuing to do that because their employees like it as well.
No, that's great. You know, sometimes there seems to be an opposition in all things. And when we had the negatives of COVID, there was a bunch of positives too. And one of them was that we learned to work over Zoom like this. Mm-hmm. Our staff, we were trying to do this before, oh my goodness, what button do I press? And how do I share my screen and all that stuff?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, right now it's fantastic. Everybody's up with it. We know how to use several things, not just Zoom, you know, Google Hangouts and stuff. So that's how we operate. And the last time we put out a, you know, we want people to send their resumes in. We're looking for, we call them wellness advisors. And they're just people that can answer questions. And once they've been working long enough and been trained up long enough, they become senior wellness advisors. And they can get into questions about medications and this kind of stuff, because about 80% of the people that come to us are on a medication or sort. And as the nutrients start making your body correct, the medications tend to be a little bit it's too much in there. So you have to learn the principles of how to look for the signs of when to titrate some of those things down. I'm talking antipsychotic, mood altering kind of medications.
Correct.
Antidepressants. So what I'm saying is, sometimes in a small town where we live, it's 4,500 people here, mm-hmm. and that's kind of just where David grew up, is to get the talent of people. It's been fantastic. We had lots of interviews, and Loan is the managing director, and it was just fantastic to talk to those people. Some of them have been users of our product for years, and they're just so passionate. So it was really hard to make a decision. You know, you can't hire everybody.
Right.
But we were able to hire nutritionists, and other people in Toronto or Oregon and other places. We have employees in, or people we work with in the States and up in Calgary, which is 2.5 hours north of us. So that's been fantastic to be able to gather talent and be able to communicate together and produce some good forward momentum.
I love that. I love that because I think it's really important that you have that experience. I wanted to ask you as well, Corey, because first of all, you had mentioned that one of the focus areas has been whether it be ADHD, anxiety, or mental health. And you may or may not know the answer to this question, but because you do that, I do want to bring that up. When you talk about mental health, if you know someone who, and you may, again, you may not know this, but if you know someone that needs help with mental health or anxiety or something, and they may live alone, or maybe a neighbor, it could be a friend. Do you have any advice just for the everyday person of how to encourage that person to reach out and get some help, whether it be through supplements or, you know, counseling or other areas?
You know, that's a tough one to answer, but I'm going to try to take a crack at it because some people are in such a state to talk about depression where they get to a point where they actually think it would be better for them or better for them, those around them, or the situation would be better if they weren't around. And it's really hard because when you're thinking that way, it's just like on the other side of that spectrum. Let's say it's mania, okay? Well, they're thinking straight too. And as a matter of fact, everyone else is wrong and they're right, but they're doing stuff that's just nuts. They're 3 a.m. vacuuming and on Amazon with their phone at the same time and the thing. So it's just, there's some mania going on. So it's really difficult to tell someone who's in that state, hey, do these things. But what I would mention to everyone who might know someone like that or maybe feel that way from time to time, what we have come to find out over the last 23 years in human use, never mind what David Hardy, our formulator, had 20 years previous to that, is that if you give your body the proper elements in the proper balance, and those elements are bioavailable, so they cross through the blood-brain barrier and they get into your cells where they're supposed to be, the mind starts ticking better. You know, the synapses start firing better. The CNS system, the central nervous system starts, and the spectrum of things we've seen out there getting worse and worse and worse over the years. Harvard just came out with something, it's like 25%. That's 1 out of 4 people. They're diagnosed. So how many are undiagnosed? Like, and you know, we need that stuff in our diets. And I think it's soil depletion, a little bit of that. There's some other reasons why it's just diet overall. It's ease of getting things that aren't that, they don't have all the things we need in it. So I would say to those people to give them hope when they're thinking, oh, there must be a problem with me or something like, or just other things that life is too big and too hard. And can't believe I just broke up with my best friend. That was another best friend I just lost. And whatever it is that these mental, they call them illness, mental wellness, whatever you want to call it,
right.
Cognitively functioning, focus, how you're feeling, just your mood. Let's call it just mood. If you give your body some of the right elements, it starts turning around. It's not a quick thing. It's not like tomorrow it's going to work. But we found some, I wouldn't say miraculous, because we know what's going on. The science is showing that these things are important. So that's the message I would give those people, to know that there's a solution out there that can help them a little bit with focus. Mm-hmm. And it has to do with how they're made already. Their body needs these elements. Yeah.
Yep. First of all, that's a fantastic, fantastic answer. And the reason I asked that, I ran onto that in the past week personally. And the one thing I did, and I just want to share this with everyone because it worked and I found it so interesting because I'd never been in that type of position. But I spoke with someone who was somewhat hallucinating, I believe, or something, and no one was believing him. And he kept saying that over and over. And I got very calm with him and I said, you know, I believe you. I believe that is very true in your mind, but we got to help. We got to get rid of that, right? Because that's not right thinking. So, you know, let's reach out to a counselor. Let's get you on great supplements. Let's get your diet better, you know, and really change that around. And we made a plan by the time we got off the phone. And this is a person I've known, but not very closely. But I think just being able to listen without judging in the first few minutes was powerful. And then along with your products, I think that, you know, it could be a really great thing. So I just wanted to mention that because we haven't ever had, we've had a lot of different people on this podcast, but because you deal with those areas, I think that part is extremely important. So, because we all face it every day in our workplace, in families, we all run across that. So thank you for that answer. Well, let's talk a little bit about your company now. So Hardy Nutritionals. All right. So a lot of things have been in the mental wellness, anxiety, ADHD, but also daily balanced health, right? Just getting on the right supplements and the right formulation. And there's such history, right, with Hardy Nutritionals that there's a family element, right? That there's some people that have come from the very beginning who are a part of your company. Tell us a little bit, what's going on now new in terms of, you know, where's Hardy Nutritionals now? And if I were a consumer and maybe I was a physician, but I went to your website, what sets you apart? Because there's a lot of supplement companies out there right now, right? So, yeah. So if you were going to talk to a physician or talk to a person, what would be the thing that makes Hardy Nutritional so great? Because I think it's great. I've checked you out. I know who you are. But what would be, in your words, what would that be?
We tried to capture it on our website. You can see right beside the products tab that there's research tab. And if you click on that research tab, you'd be hard-pressed to find another product that's natural like ours that has that much research backing it. Included placebo-controlled, randomized, you know, double-blind studies. There's been, our first one was in adults with ADHD, and we had other published anecdotal studies before that, and even database studies and some other types of studies, but nothing placebo-controlled, where you're giving some one group, and only the pharmacist really knows who they're giving that to,
right?
And it's fake stuff. And so we did that with a second one came out with kids here a little while ago. That means we had a first double blind in ADHD with kids. And then their second one, they wanted to mimic this. The results were so strong, they wanted to see if they could duplicate that first study. And so they were kind of, and I don't know if they were nervous about it or they just really wanted to make sure they want it done. So they did that at three universities, the second double blind, same protocols at three different universities. And they published those. And that's what I'd say would be different would be the research. There's a lot of companies out there and they have great products too. And some you know, you hate to, you know, sounds like snake oil might be snake oil. Ours actually kind of, it's like, are you telling me that you can take this and I don't have to go to my doctor or like I'll feel like normal? And sometimes, to be quite honest, people don't know what exactly normal feels like, because if they've been medicated for, you know, 20 years, 25 years, now they're coming to us and they're on 15 medications and they're just at the bottom of their rope, literally tied a knot. They found us somehow on the internet. So we deal with that whole spectrum. And I'd say that'd be the difference. You got some videos in there, some, you know, success videos, I guess you'd call them.
Yeah.
Where people have graciously, you know, it's pretty personal talking about mental wellness.
You bet. Yeah.
You know, so that's what would be different, I think.
You know what? And I would say that's spot on. Many people may or may not know this. I own an executive search firm for 30 years in the pharma, biotech, and nutrition industry. And one thing I can tell you is there are supplement companies out there that do clinical research and some that do research in general. They have clinical trials. They have different things like that. And some do not. And if you really want to be serious as a consumer, as a patient, if you do your own research when looking at these companies, you really are blessed if you can find the companies that do the research and are committed to that, because then you know that it's really working. And if it's not working, apparently now you have wellness specialists, right, that they can talk to with your company. So that's really incredible. So that's fantastic. Did I answer that one okay for you?
I think you answered that one pretty good. There's one other thing that you'd see there is a little bit weird, because I don't think you have too many companies that speak to the public, allow you to get it like over the counter kind of deal. You can just order it and away we go. And we offer wellness advisors to really walk you through that. That's a free consultation. You can call anytime.
That is priceless. There is another company, I won't mention who does that. I have used their services in the past. That is like a free doctor's office with the nurse practitioner or the doctor. It's someone that can look at your lifestyle and your habits and what you're doing right, and they can help you perfect it. That is priceless.
It really is. And we've learned all these things over the last 23 years that are important, and sometimes they're very simple questions. And it's like, no, I don't use antihistamines or antibiotics, or I don't do this. I don't have thyroid, da da da, and my gut health is healthy, or I'm on medications, and these are the types, or I'm not on med. And we can be so helpful to them, giving them some advice and tips, because we do it all the time. So the other thing on our website is you're going to notice a doctor feature, and it's for health professionals. And oftentimes people will call us and say, is there a health professional in my area that knows how to use your micronutrients? And we'll say, there's a little map you can click on. Or their health professional can come in and learn. We've put modules together for them.
Yeah.
They're about 3 hours. If you watch the videos, if you talk with the scientist, it's about an hour and a half or so. You can meet him in person. And so that's the other side of our business, is we got some really bright and intelligent people there. We call hearty scientists. They're formulators as well. They've got masters in biochemistry. Taryn Fletcher's got about 21 years under his belt. Jared Hardy's been formulating with his father for about 15 years or more. Dallin Hardy has recently taken over the reins of formulating. And, these guys are really, they work with the health professional group. Often health professionals will call in with a consultation. They'll say, hey, I have a client. They're on this medication and da-da-da. Here's what's going on with da-da-da-da. And we've likely stumbled across it. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people over the last, 23 years, we learned these things sometimes in the school of hard knocks. But oftentimes, David Hardy was someone who always read and always tried to learn about what's already out there, the written science and what's going on. And so that's been the backing of what we're doing. And if you ask any of our hearty scientists about stuff, you just might get the longer answer and the more detailed answer.
I love it. I'm telling you, if you've ever not done that, it's quite the opportunity. So I highly recommend that. We have one last question we ask everyone, and it's all about focusing on a daily basis. But let's say that one day you are just not focused. You're not there. You're behind, your schedule might be fluctuating, but let's just say it's just one of those days, right? So when you get in your car and you're driving to that meeting, but you're not there and you don't have game on, what is the song or the genre or the artist that you listen to that gets you game on?
Well, I have some favorite artists, but for me, on my hobby side of things, I compose music and I play in a band or two. Wow. One of them I've been playing with for about 10 years as a guitar player, although I've been playing piano since I was 10 years old. So I love music. I went to pre-dentistry in school and I quit that to go into the music side of Red Deer College. And, my parents didn't like that so much. But maybe that was some of my early kind of figuring out who I was. But that's what I do. So I record on my phone. So our jam sessions practicing, and I'll listen to them. And that's where just my mind goes. And I kind of multitask because I'm like, yeah, I got to play that one better. Or, hey, we should do this differently. Or
I love that.
That's what I do. I plug in my Bluetooth and away we go.
That is amazing. And on that, I want to ask you a quick question. So with ADHD and anxiety and mental health, music is so important, isn't it? I mean, would you say the reason I say that is because with my son, he was in sports. That's very good. He did tennis. He did soccer, but he learned to play the viola in fifth grade. And he went all the way through school. And that was a release for him. And Absolutely. It was so great for concentration. And we were so fortunate because that was his first hour. And so then he got ready for the day on that. So if you had a parent out there that was questioning whether they should get their kid into music, since you are a composer, what would your answer be to that?
As you're talking, and I don't want to know why this went in my head, but even if you cannot hear and you are deaf, you can hear music. You can hear the vibrations of what's going on. It's so important. It's a universal language. You can play something nice and soft and lovely. Someone in India, someone in Japan knows what that is, and they can feel that way. You can play something loud and aggressive and into it, and guess what? Someone in India and someone in Japan will feel that way too. So it's a very, it helps pull you into a mood.
Absolutely.
So it's a good,
That's awesome. Well, listen, first of all, thank you so much for being on our podcast today. Like I said, I think I could talk to you forever, but I really appreciate it. And if you are looking for nutritionals and you're out there and you have, let's say you have a doctor or someone, do you have a list of doctors that they can go to on your website or that they can reach out to discuss your products?
Yeah, if you go to our website, there's a green button in the top that says find a practitioner. That's a recent thing we put up there. Otherwise, there'd be thousands of more. But again, if your practitioner wants to learn more about it, have them call to us. If a patient's working with a practitioner, the health professional has some ways to get those patients a little bit of a discount. Mm-hmm. And it's good either way. You don't have to work with a doctor. You can call in and you can talk to a wellness advisor. And if it's something that it's a little bit more serious, more things going on, let's say, we have senior wellness advisors that likely have worked with someone several times before in the same situation. So, yeah.
Great. And also, I just want to make a quick note. If someone has a physician that they go to, but they are not pro supplement, so they're not, they're questionable about that, I always say this, it's okay to evaluate and try other doctors.
Sure.
And you agree with that? Yeah. So awesome. Well, I could talk to you forever. Check them out. Check out their website. Check out what they do. Give them a chance because I think you're going to be very impressed. And I'm just blessed to know you. So Corey, thank you so much for being on our podcast today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, Angela. Thank you for your time.
You bet. In today's fast-paced world, maintaining focus can be a challenge. For those dealing with ADHD, it's even more crucial. Hardy Nutritionals presents Daily Essential Nutrients, a groundbreaking, non-habit-forming alternative to mainstream treatments. Imagine a day with crystal clear focus, natural energy, and an improved mood. That's what Daily Essential Nutrients offers. It's not just another supplement. It's a scientifically backed comprehensive micronutrient formula. So what sets it apart? Independent studies. Hardy Nutritionals Daily Essential Nutrients is backed by third-party double-blind research demonstrating its effectiveness in reducing symptoms of ADHD. Forget about unwanted side effects. Daily Essential Nutrients is designed to work with your body, providing balance and support for your brain's natural chemistry. It's time to focus on what matters most. With Hardy Nutritionals, you're not just getting a supplement, you're getting a foundation for better mental health. So visit GetHardy.com to learn more and take the first step towards a focused, healthier you with Hardy Nutritionals Daily Essential Nutrients. Use the code TIME2REFOCUS, so TIME2REFOCUS in the promo code area, and they're going to give you a discount on your first order when you sign up. So check them out at GetHardy.com.